Station 2, First Shade Structure.
By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down and wept as remembered Zion, the psalm says.
70 years after exile from their land, a historic window allowed the captives of Babylonia to return and rebuild the temple in Jerusalem. The renewed construction of the temple led to the rebirth of Jewish society in Judea. Josephus Flavius relates that three main parties, the Sadducees, the Pharisees, and the Essenes, led the people at that time. The parties differed from each other in their views regarding divine providence, reward and punishment, this world and the afterworld, and the interpretation of Torah and tradition. Jewish society in Jerusalem at the time of the Second Temple was fertile ground for the growth and blossoming of these movements, and sometimes also the break-off of various groups from Judaism, such as the Samaritans and Christianity. This was the golden age of the Judean Desert sect. The Judean Desert had always been a magnet for people seeking solitude and the inspiration of this special desert. These were people who wanted to distance themselves from the city, but still were needed to maintain a link with Jerusalem, the capital. The settlement here existed from the 1st century BC to 68 CE until the Roman destruction of the country following the Jewish revolt. It was located in the desert, at the end of a desert road, and chance passerby were not part of the landscape. Only people with this particular destination in mind would arrive here. There are various theories as to the identity of the inhabitants of Qumran 2,100 years ago. Who were they exactly? What sect did they belong to, if any? They called themselves the Yahad, and that's what we call them. They lived in the many natural caves in the area, like the ones you can see in the cliffs. On your tour today, you'll visit the complex that served as their community center and get to know their philosophical world through the remains they left behind. Go up the trail that will take you to your next stop, overlooking the ritual bath.